March 30th. And Obama will be may actually be right at this very moment groveling to the Queen. I'm not sure if he's there at the moment. I know he took off for London right before the G20. We've been covering this for the past couple of weeks, that Obama would be grooming the stool of the Queen right before the G20. So we're going to go over that in the second hour. We're going to take calls probably halfway through the second hour, probably do news blitz and calls in the third hour. But right now, I'm going to do just a small news blitz of what we're going to cover throughout the show. We have Luke Radowski on the line. He'll be coming in the 8 after. We're going to get the lowdown on the entire Hilton debacle, trying to get a hold of Bloomberg and answer some simple questions about how they're pretty much just going to say, you know what, screw the first responders, let them die. We know we exposed them to poison, but that's okay. That's how we roll, because we're thugs. Here's a little propaganda. G20 not ready yet for new world currency debate. See, now they're trying to pull it back. They always push it forward right before it happens. Now they're pulling it back a little bit. This week's G20 summit will demonstrate how fast the balance of power is shifting from the old U.S.-led economic order toward emerging market nations. What's really happening is they're regrouping towards new currency and all these U.N. climate change and U.S. climate control bills. And they're going to be having, I forget what it's called, but I'm pretty sure it's coming right up at the end of April. Or it might even be the end of March into the beginning of April, this other climate summit. Let's see. Propaganda from Hillary. We're going to go over that later. Obama signs a landmark U.S. Conservation bill. This is the bill we were talking about with that huge land grab. It was an amalgamation of 160 bills. We're going to go over that in depth later. Reports of internet crime jumped 33%. Remember, they have to demonize the internet so they can further control it. Anti-terror raids net 5 ahead of G20. Now, from what I've read, apparently they found guns in these guys' hotel room or apartment. I don't know if anything illegal has even been done here. Apparently, the European press is reporting that it's some kind of a bomb plot. I think we should cover that as it develops, because, of course, they want to take away free speech. They're saying they were going in to the protests. Let's see. Panel, all teens should be tested for depression. We know they want us all drugged up and sloth-like. That's why they put fluoride in the water and mercury in the vaccines. Oh, yeah, and mercury in the high-fructose corn syrup, another delicious little treat that we get to subject ourselves to. We had a little bit of that discussion with Tarpley over dinner. It was an interesting one. I wash my mouth with fluoride every day, Jason. all right, what else we got? Big Brother is watching. Surveillance box to track drivers is backed. This is out in the UK. That's right, they're going to put tracker boxes in everybody's car. You know, when Alex told you this years ago, and people are like, that's never gonna, that Jones is crazy. Well, I mean, it's all right. This is all, let's see, Reuters. I think I have some MSNBC action in here, and a bunch of Guardian. So I don't think anything's drastically radical. Let's see what else we're going to be going over. I think that covers it for right now. We're also going to be, of course, talking about Obama and his rhetoric towards the auto industry, saying, oh, they've done bad. We might just have to take them over. Really, they just want to nationalize them like they did Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But on the other side, we have Luke Radowski and Anthony, two of the people that were detained over the weekend for trying to exercise their First Amendment right and ask Bloomberg some tough questions. Lord knows nobody in the real media or the mainstream media will do it. We'll be back after this. Is the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
I'm Robert Woodstra, CEO of Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. Whether we're parents, aunts, uncles, or grandparents, when a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 20 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in the March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for FedEx. And we are all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and we care about babies. And when a baby has to fight for life, we all need to help. For over 30 years, we've been participating in March for Babies, and we will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Jason Burmis, and we now have Luke and Anthony both on the line. Luke, how are you, sir?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm great. I'm doing a live feed right now on wearechange.org. I'm happy to be free, and I'm just happy to be out here and not in that doomed cellar that I was in a couple hours ago.
Yeah, when did you actually get out of there?
We actually got out of Central Bookings late Sunday night. Sunday night we actually got out of Central Bookings. And that's when we tried to go to the police station right afterwards, and we were denied our cameras and our footage of what happened on that day.
All right, so why don't you just take us right to Friday. Right, Friday, this is when this all took place, correct? Or was it Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday, that's right. I'm sorry, I lost track of the weekend because of this whole Tarpley thing, running around the airports trying to get him. So we didn't get, that's right, we were supposed to get Tarpley on Friday. We didn't get him till Saturday. That's when we found out about this. So Saturday night, take us back to before you even get into the hotel. What happens?
Saturday night, we had a meeting with We Are Change members talking about this specific Bloomberg event, which is open to the press. And I remember doing other press events at the hotel that Bloomberg was doing his event, that one that was coming up. And I was just pretty much preparing everybody for so we could go ask him some questions and we could ask him about why he just cut 5,000 unemployment benefits and workplace benefits for over 5,000 first responders. He just did that within a couple of days. We all came together as one, and we all went to the hotel and where we were going to confront him. We walked in the lobby. I walked in the lobby, and we all kind of split up. We went over different directions. We went all around the hotel. And I actually walked to the event, to the main entrance on the third floor. I walked up the escalators. And as soon as I got up to the third floor, one of Bloomberg's personal security guards that I'm used to working with, that knows my name firsthand without me even knowing him or ever meeting him, came up to me and he was like, "Luke, you can't do this. Come with me right now." I was like, "You know what, whatever. I'll listen to you." He said he's police intelligence. So I walked down with him down the escalators, and I was explaining to him everything that has been happening with Bloomberg within the last couple of months and all the promises he promised the first responders if we left them alone. And as I was talking to him, I was explaining everything to him. We got down to the basement floor, and he got other security guards who were down there already waiting for me down there. And he was just keeping an eye on him, make sure he stays here. I'm like, I want to leave. Can I go? Am I free to go, sir? He's like, no, you're being detained. You stay here right now. I was like, what's the probable cause? What am I being detained for? And he was like, don't worry about it. You stay here right now. And he had other security guards when he was running around, got a whole bunch of police officers, got a whole bunch of security officers. I was there for about a half an hour, literally for about a half an hour. I have witnesses coming up to me from people who in our group came up to me. They were kicked out. They were like, get out of here. Kicked out other people of We Are Change whenever they tried to come close to me. And then within a half an hour's notice, the same officer comes back. And he's like, Luke, sorry, you're going to have to take your camera. A whole bunch of police officers came after him, and they handcuffed me. And I was like, what are you guys doing? I was never told to leave. What am I being charged with? And he said, criminal trespassing. We asked you to leave. I'm like, you just told me that you're detaining me. You just told me to stay here and wait for you as you're running around this damn building. And they literally just put handcuffs on me really, really tight and escorted me to the back of the building. And the same guy who detained me was, he said to me, make sure, you know, you take him out the back so his supporters don't see him, so his supporters don't get riled up. So they took me out the back, and as I'm being escorted out on the back of the hotel, I see my friend Manny videotaping everything. I didn't get to see Manny being arrested, but Manny was videotaping everything, and then I got dragged away to the squad car and sent to the 18th Precinct, Midtown North, here in New York City.
So where is the tape? Did you get the tapes? Are all the tapes gone? What are the status on the tapes of what happened?
All right, now, I had a video camera, Anthony had a video camera, and Manny had a video camera. They were all assaulted. The cameras are all grabbed away from our hands as they were recording everything that was happening, all the assaults, all the intimidation, all the lying. We recorded everything. They were taken away from us. And when we were in the precinct, we were told by police officers that were arresting us, regular police officers, that we're going to get those things back as soon as we get out of the main prison cell. And the police officers told us we're going to get out in about 3 hours. And we're going to be out of, this whole thing after we get processed outside the 18th precinct within 3 hours. Within a couple minutes, NYPD intelligence comes into the precinct. A whole bunch of guys, gangster types, mafiosos with suits on, all the greasy hair and everything, came in there, and they started running through everything. And they were looking through everything that I had, all my pictures, my cell phone, all the video cameras. And later the police officer told us that it was not their decision, but it was higher rank officials in the police department that said that we have to go to Central Bookings. Central Bookings is where you get processed and when you go in front of a judge. And it is one of the worst places in New York City you could ever find yourself in. So police intelligence came in, they started looking through everything, and they're the ones who confiscated the cameras and the footage of everything that happened, all of my three cameras, all of the footage of what happened as criminal evidence. I came back to the police precinct with my voucher trying to get my camera back, and they said, no, it's criminal evidence. You're going to have to go to the DA, you're going to have to get a lawyer, and your lawyer is going to have to write letters and request for the evidence to be returned to you. So
that's the status they want. Lawyers to now write them to try to get evidence that you should have in a case where you're going to have to defend yourself, correct?
Exactly, and this is incriminating evidence we have on these guys. I mean, this has footage of these people not telling us to leave, because criminal trespassing is when you know you're not supposed to be somewhere and when you're told to leave and you don't leave. We were never told to leave. We were detained by NYPD intelligence, of all people. And then in the police report that my lawyer read to me Sunday, the appointed lawyer that everybody is given, he said that the police officer wrote in his own report that he told me multiple amount of times that he told me to leave, and I refused to leave. So he lied. He knowingly lied, and now they're keeping all of the footage, all of the evidence, all the video cameras at the precincts. They won't release them.
It's just incredible, Luke, especially this not being the first time that this has happened to you. You've had, you know, security officers say they think you had bombs. Now you're being intimidated. When you have a First Amendment right to be there, I mean, InfoWars Alexa rating is better than that of Rush Limbaugh and a lot of these other mainstream talking heads who supposedly should get access to these things when they're going to ask milquetoast questions and side with these tyrants. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I mean, I was at the same hotel. I mean, I go to that hotel nearly all the time for press events. There's a lot of major events going on in there, and I always walk in there. I go to the main event, like I was walking to the Bloomberg event. I show my press passes, and I'm able to get interviews. Like, I got interviews with Charlie Rose, Pataki, and Governor Patterson at that same location. So, you know, I've been there many times with my press passes. It's not criminal trespassing. It was not a private event. It was open to the press. I am a member of the press. I mean, do you know how many press passes I have that I was granted by CNN, MSNBC, PBS? I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, for saying that we're not legitimate journalists, the argument fell out the door. And that is greatly in due because of Alex Jones and all the great supporters listening out there who called the precinct up and said, this guy is a real journalist. This guy is with, you know, InfoWars, a real news organization that has a huge following all over the world. And then they dropped the charges. But because before all the phone calls started pouring in into the police station, the police officers were even telling Manny and Anthony that your boy is, I can't curse, is effed. I'm not gonna curse because he has fake press passes. I mean, those are not fake press passes. Those are legitimate, real press passes. I even had a press pass that was granted to me during a Bill Clinton event. It's just ridiculous. It's crazy.
It is insane, Luke. How can people help? I mean, I got so many MySpace messages, so many emails over the weekend. I posted over at theinfowarrior.com what we knew at the time and put the phone number to the precinct. I also had people send me ACLU information. Where's the nexus point? What's the email address, the website to help you guys right now?
I mean, people could do any. I mean, they could try to stop me like they're doing right now, but they can't stop the spirit and message of an idea as great and as big and as powerful as We Are Change. Nothing could stop that. And that's incredibly important, and I wish for people to get involved. This is not the end of this. We're going to make this a huge case. We're not going to stop confronting Mayor Bloomberg. We're going to keep confronting him. We're going to keep going out there. We're going to make this issue a major issue, as well as the issue of sick and dying first responders. People can get involved by going to We Are Change. We're looking for any lawyers out there that can help us with any legal advice. And we're looking for any. I mean, if you can't give legal advice, we could you know, definitely appreciate any small donation, even if it's $5, so we could afford legal advice. Because right now I'm being represented by the state-appointed lawyer, and those are the guys usually working with the prosecution.
Yeah, let's explain how that works. The state-appointed lawyer has a close working relationship with both the prosecutor and the judge. It's almost like, I mean, they collude on such a level that they put you at an immediate disadvantage when they say they're going to provide an attorney for you.
Yeah, it surely is, and that's where we're looking for outside representation. We want to make this a huge issue. We want to countersue. We're definitely going to make this a critical issue, and we're not going to let this go away because they violated my First Amendment rights. I felt so, you know, I felt so wronged. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, I'm out there fighting for sick and dying rescue men and women who gave their lives to this country. That's what I'm fighting for. And these scumbag pieces of trash will lie right to my face, will lie on police reports, will take evidence away of what really happened on that day in order to shut us up and to silence us. But it's going to backfire. It's like trying to end a fire with gasoline. It's not going to happen. It's only going to make us more emboldened. We're only going to get out there more. We were asking everybody to join We Are Change. We're going to make more protests. We're actually planning on actually maybe doing a protest outside Mayor Bloomberg's house here in New York City. And we're going to get involved. We're going to take this up, and this is only intensifying us. We're only getting so much stronger because of this.
All right, Luke, we're going to come back. I want to get Anthony's take on what happened to him. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com, and, of course, WeAreChange.org. Be back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized, Wall Street in continuous freefall, scandal after scandal with hedge funds companies. If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Who gave the orders? No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
And one person I've known through the years not to turn, not to bend, is Luke Radowski, the founder of WeAreChange.org. And, of course, Luke was detained this Saturday, just got out Sunday evening. Now, Anthony, why don't you tell us what happened to you and just break it down from the very beginning right before you get to the Hilton.
Before we get to the Hilton.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was a normal Saturday, you know. We We were at Ground Zero first. We did our little street action there. Everything was good there. We had planned to see Bloomberg from early in the week. You know, we had it on our meetup. Mm-hmm. We went to Times Square for maybe a half hour. We left Times Square maybe 7:45. The event started at 8. It's about 10 blocks from Times Square. And, you know, we were about 15 people going over there. Me, Luke, and Sabrina walked in first. It was about four of our guys scanning the building, a bunch of them outside with signs and stuff. And that's, you know, that's the point we got to the Hilton about a little before 8.
All right, so you get to the Hilton around 8. What leads to your arrest? Now, you are going up to the third floor with Luke. You have a camera. I mean, where does it go to when someone approaches you and tells you that you're going to jail?
Yeah, well, me, Luke, and Sabrina were separated. Fanning out separately. We try not to be noticed as being together because then we get burnt even quicker. It was pretty much no more than 5 to 10 minutes very quickly. After we were in there, I did a quick run around the building, you know, checked out security, checked out the exits. I know what type of vans Bloomberg uses, so I looked around the tunnel that they have in the hotel to see if maybe his van was in there. Very quickly, I was, after I did my search, I went outside, and then as soon as I exited the building, I was inside for maybe, you know, no more than 10 minutes. I see Sabrina, and she tells me, you know, Luke is in handcuffs. You know, my heart drops, and, you know, I decide, let's go inside to look for him. I have no clue what's going on, you know, nothing at this point. I lost communication with Luke after we entered the building, and so I go back inside the building myself, and no longer than, you know, another 2 or 3 minutes, I get to the elevator bank, and I'm about to head up to the third floor to, you know, look around, and, you know, this big, beefy, burly security guy from the Hilton comes up to me. And he's, you know, points his finger at me, and he's like, you stay there. And I was like, okay, you know, I hadn't done anything wrong. There was, you know, no reason for me to run at that point. The guy actually left me by the elevator bank for you know, a good minute or two when I was out of his sight, and I could have, you know, I could have ran away, but like I said, you know, there was no reason for me to run. The guy comes back to me, you know, stares at me, and I got the camera in my pocket at this point, and grabs me by the shoulder and takes me inside, you know, a small security room. As soon as we get in there, I sit down, and I could tell by the look on these two guys that, you know, they meant business. So I take the camera out of my pocket, I put the camera on my lap, you know, I pointed up at the guy, and I start filming right away, and he became irate instantly, you know, yelling, screaming in my face, this is hotel policy. There was two instances which are on tape that they do have. I'm sure Luke explained that to you, where the guy came up to me, you know, grabbed for the camera, and I went to move the camera out of my lap. And he, you know, he's grabbing my lap, my arms, you know, trying to restrain me, oh, you know, while he's standing over me. And, you know, just yelling at me. The Bloomberg security guy was standing right next to him. You know, they were kind of playing the good cop, bad cop role. You know, the Bloomberg guy was just standing there, you know, quiet. I'm trying to, you know, cop a plea to him. You know, this guy is grabbing me. You can't let him do this. And it was, I mean, it was a horrible feeling. It was a horrible feeling to be in that room, feeling hopeless, feeling like you were being violated, and having no action, no course you could take, nothing you could do. Like, they just, you know, to use a phrase that, you know, they had you by the balls.
And yeah, they dictate.
It was a horrible feeling.
Obviously, you know, what they say happened, no matter what happens, is the official report. So they put you in cuffs. They take you downtown. Do they let you see Luke? Do you guys go down in the same cop car?
Well, Luke got arrested maybe 5 minutes before we did. So he was there before before we got there. They took him to the precinct first. I don't believe he was in a room by himself. And yeah, they had us. We were together pretty much through the whole ordeal.
All right, Anthony, we're going to come back to Luke and Anthony of WeAreChange.org being detained for no purpose, really, other than to stop hard questions from being asked of Mayor Bloomberg, who's supposed to be taking of the care of the first responders that did so much for us on 9/11. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. We are joined by Luke Radowski and Anthony of WeAreChange.org. Now, why don't you explain to people...
Can I get into the issues that happened before this? Because this is very critical to understand.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to start talking about, Luke. I want to know what led up to this and the fact that, you know, Bloomberg has really just turned a cold shoulder towards the first responders. At one point, it did look like he was going to help them and made the major media. But once it was followed up on, he totally turned his back on them. Go ahead.
Exactly. I was actually filming for my new film, Truth to Power, during this whole thing. And even months before that, we confronted Mayor Bloomberg 5 times, all over his press conferences, even on his own radio show that he has here, where we called in and confronted him on why he's not supporting our 9/11 heroes. And he does not have a response. He does not have an answer to our questions. And his secretary actually reached out to first responder organizations that are helping out first responders. And he told them, if Luke Radowski and We Are Change keeps confronting, I'm not going to help you at all. If you let this kid... Luke Radowski, stop confronting me. I will support the James Sedroga bill, even though I didn't support it when it first came into Congress. will help out first responders. I will do the right thing. Now, what happened after that? I backed off, and first responders came to me, and they were like, Luke, you know, just please stop. This is for the greater good. And if you stop confronting Mary Bloomberg, he will actually help us. He promised us that he's going to help us and help support the James Sedroga bill and help pass it in Congress and help us out with fundraisers and all these other things that he promised them.
But, now, but what people don't understand is you can't make deals with devils. Continue.
That's what I said, and I was against it, but I didn't want to disrespect my first responder friends and you know and people who I was very close with. So I respected what first responders came to me and said, and I left Bloomberg alone for months. And the man even walked by me a couple of times. I have video of Bloomberg just walking by me, and I had to be silent and quiet because I did not want to mess up the fact that we're gonna would maybe help out the first responders. Deep down, I knew he wasn't. I didn't want to disrespect the first responders in doing so. And now,
no, you had to give him. You had to give him that chance.
Reintroduced into Congress, and Mayor Bloomberg is opposed to it when he promised he was going to support it. A couple of days ago, Mayor Bloomberg cut over 5,000 workmen's compensation and benefits of first responders. So 5,000 sick first responders got their benefits cut by Bloomberg in the last couple of days. The first responders have came to me, and they're like, Luke, go get them. Luke, this, you know, he screwed us over. He lied to us. He's not supporting the James Sedroga bill. He's not helping us out at all. He's cutting down even more pensions, more benefits for first responders. Luke, go get him. And that's what I was told by first responders. Go get him. You have to go nail this man. And this, and that's when we started planning for it. And that's when he was doing an event at the Hilton Hotel. And that's when we came after him. And it was literally like they were preparing for it. They were waiting for it. And coming outside, I never saw as many police cars and police officers outside of a, you know, an event with the mayor. He usually has a couple police officers, but this time it was just huge. They were everywhere, especially NYPD intelligence with their suits on and their slicked hair and their little earpieces. They were everywhere. And that's when they set us up. And that's when they lied right to their face. They lied in, you know, their testimony and their statements, which is illegal and is against the law. And now they're holding all the evidence and the footage at the police precinct. So this is another outrageous lie. So he lied to us the first time, and now he's lying again. His staff and his police intelligence officers and his own personal security guards are lying, saying that we were asked to leave when we were never asked to leave. I mean, I'm smart. I'm not stupid. If I'm asked to leave a private event, and if I don't leave it, I will be charged with trespassing. I was asked to leave many times during events with other people, and I left immediately because I know legally I could be held accountable for that. And this time I was not asked. I was detained. I was specifically watched and under the control of Mayor Bloomberg's security as they were getting police officers, as they lied, as they were saying that they were telling me to leave when they never told me to leave. So the man is a complete liar. And it's just ridiculous. I can't believe this is happening.
Well, Luke Radowski's mama didn't raise no fool, let me tell you. And she really did raise a brave young man. And I know that you would have left if you were told to leave. You know the rules of the game. You know what I mean? I mean, you're very smart. You hold the camera. You ask the questions. You bring the press passes. If you're asked to leave a private property, you leave that private property. Right now, they're illegally detaining evidence that would vindicate you. And it is just unbelievable, Luke. It is just unbelievable that a snake like Bloomberg, first of all, you did the right thing in backing off and letting the first responder see firsthand what a demon this guy is, what a devil he is. You know, by his actions, because actions do speak louder than words. And these guys will say anything so they can do their backstabbing actions, their greedy actions. I mean, it is just so hard for me because a lot of people don't want to talk about 9/11 anymore. It's too far away. But I mean, there are people still dying because of 9/11. I mean, explain that to people. There were people who were having a financial crisis 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago because of this. And some of them aren't with us. And the ones that are with us are going through a harder financial time than ever.
Especially now during this hard economic times and Bloomberg cutting down their benefits that are entitled to them. These people deserve at least minimally what they were promised, and that's their benefits, that's their pension, that's their unemployment benefits, that's their health benefits, and he's cutting it right now. First responders right now are getting screwed over more than ever, not only because of this economic crisis, but because everything they have to endure. These people can't work, they're sick, they're ill, they're dying. They can't put food on their family's table. They can't work. and the benefits that were promised to them are not even there. And seeing first responders helpless, it's the hugest crime that's happening right now, and it's not being addressed. And when we address it, when we try to make this a critical issue and get a comment peacefully from Mayor Bloomberg, it's not even about confronting him. It's not even about protesting. It's about being a real journalist and asking real questions like a real journalist is supposed to do. That's his duty. And for us to do that and get punished for it, it's just, it's ridiculous. But one thing we have to understand, We Are Change, we launched a political campaign calling to, it's called A Campaign to Save Lives. There's a YouTube video that I'm going to play on my live video show right after this, right after we get off your interview, talking about what we could do to help support the first responders. And we on We Are Change have draft letters, draft emails, draft phone conversations that people can have with their representatives in order so they support the James DeJoga bill. Now, Mayor Bloomberg is not a congressman, but when he goes to Washington and tells congressmen not to vote for this bill, it affects the bill strongly, and people don't vote for the bill because of his opinion on it, because he keeps going down to Washington and telling them not to vote on it. Now, we don't need Mayor Bloomberg for this. We need the people watching, listening right now to get involved and help pass the new James DeJoga bill, which is going to help first responders. And me and Daniel Sanjata are going to work on another campaign ad, another YouTube video soon. I had lunch with the man right before a couple of days I got arrested, and he's going to be involved with this very much as we are, and we're going to make this a critical issue. We don't need Mayor Bloomberg. We need everybody to get involved nationally, all over the country, and make sure the first responders get the help they deserve.
Absolutely, Luke. Why don't you tell people how they can join the organization? Because I know I get emails all the time, you know, what can I do? How can I start a chapter of this? And I send them to where you told me to send them before, dan@wearechange.org. But tell people, just give them an outline of how they can become a productive member of this truth movement, this patriot movement.
I mean, what's really great about We Are Change, we're not really a very strict or uptight group. It's about freedom. It's about doing the right thing and getting out there and speaking truth to power and empowering human beings and understanding that we have the power and authority to do what we want if we all understand the situation and if we all get active. And that's what it's about, people power. And, you know, we just got 30 chapters within the last 2 weeks. 30 new people contacted us saying they want to start a new chapter. People could email dan@wearechange.org to find a local chapter or start the local chapter. And it's about just participating, confronting politicians, being out there, educating people about the real issues, and being there as reasonable, responsible journalists covering, talking about the issues that matter most to the American people, and not about Rihanna or Octomom or all the other ludicrous crap we get put that gets put on the front page of the newspaper. I mean, I was reading the newspaper today, and all they're talking about is the new Met Stadium here in New York City, and that's all we get. We don't get anything about the James DeJoga bill. Nothing, nothing at all, and it's sad. But we are here. We are fearless. We are patriots. Because we are change. People have to understand that.
Well, Luke, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to push for this July 4th, InfoWarrior Independence Day, where everybody across the nation, no matter whether you are affiliated with an organization or not, whether you're a member of We Are Change or TruthAction.org or the Lone Lantern Society, you pick the issue that's important to you, the pro-Constitution, pro-Bill of Rights, pro-9/11 truth, whatever you want to do, and get out to the local events that you know your entire community is going to be at. I mean, first of all, we should be doing this every Independence Day, but this year we have a great opportunity to expose people to the financial deception with the Obama deception. We can expose them to 9/11 truth with the numerous tools, you know, from Loose Change to 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising to Fabled Enemies. We can expose the Federal Reserve banking system through America Freedom to Fascism, a national terrorist document, supposedly by the MIAC report. I mean, it's unbelievable. We can take that day and open so many minds. I mean, people are going to be having the barbecues. They're going to be out for the fireworks. I really think it's important that we make our presence known across the world.
Yeah, and we're going to be there for you. We're going to take action July 4th with the InfoWarriors all over the world, whether you're from We Are Change or any group out there, we're going to be out there. But the thing we have to understand that is that people know something's wrong. I mean, people just have to look at the We Are Change Talks to America videos. We're going to have a new one. We're going to premiere it right after we get off the show on our live video feed on WeAreChange.org. But one thing I wanted to share with you is that at the precinct, talking to the local police officers, not the intelligence officers, talking to the corrections officer, talking to the prisoners in our jail cell down at Central Bookings, people know. People know what's going on. I was in a jail cell with 50 people. Most of them literally done nothing wrong. People were in there for putting their foot up on the subway chair. People were in there for sleeping on a subway. People were in there for not wearing a seatbelt and having a suspended license. People were literally in there for swiping a Metro card for somebody else. And these people were sitting at the most horrible conditions. You could literally, it was like a third world country in there. But, you know, and it was disgusting the way that, you know, these people get treated down there. And these people are, they literally are not criminals. They sleep on the train. They put their foot up on the train, and that's why they get put in these horrible, disgusting, nasty places like Central Booking. And it was a very, very, very.
It was an eye opener, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was a crazy experience being down there. I mean, there's cockroaches down there. I mean, there's literally 50 people in a small room sleeping all over each other. You were lucky if you got to sleep on the floor. The toilet's right there. Cockroaches are everywhere. There's homeless people in there with lice and bugs all over their hair. I mean, we literally had to kick a guy out because he had bugs running throughout his hair. We had to call the CEO and get him out, you know. And but what I took out of it, and I tried to make the best out of it, I started to talk to people down there. Manny started to talk to people down there. Anthony started to talk to people down there. And before I knew it, you know, Manny was like, "Hey, Luke, hey, this guy heard of Loose Change, man. He knows about everything." And then I'm talking to the guy. He knows everything that's going on. He knew about Alex Jones. He knew who I was. He knew everything that was going on. And then, you know, a couple seconds later, Anthony's there. "Oh, Luke, yo, he saw the Bloomberg video with you on the train." And people knew what was going on. And we started talking to everybody down there. And we really built a huge bond of people down there that were just in there for no reason at all. And just talking to them, you know, it was a horrible experience, but a wonderful experience being able to talk to people and see people about how much they know. And these people knew so much, but they didn't know where to go. They didn't know what to do. Well, that's why we're here. We are Changes here. InfoWarriors here. InfoWars is here. That's why we're taking action, trying to direct people to doing the right thing and making them understand that we have the power and authority to do what we want. And It was a crazy experience, but we made the best out of it. We were cracking jokes down there. I mean, we were the most popular guys down there when we came down there. The CEOs even knew who we were. The corrections officers knew about Loose Change. They knew about Behold the Pale Horse. They knew about Alex Jones. They knew about everything down there. And just talking to these people, even the CEO told me, you know, they're probably going to delete your footage. Now they're going to mess with your documents, so you're going to stay here longer. And I did stay there 24 hours in there, which was literally hell. Mm-hmm. Hell. I mean, it was so disgusting being in there. But we made the best out of it. We talked to people. We communicated with people. And it was really uplifting, you know, making the best out of the situation and seeing that people know what's going on. And they even saw our videos. They saw the original Bloomberg video. And, you know, it was like a huge support base. I mean, I never laughed so hard as I did in Central Bookings with everybody down there cracking jokes. I mean, we were just, it was so hilarious down there. I mean, the situations were just incredible down there. I mean, you have one guy bugging out on the phone, just threatening people on the phone, and we're like, "Hey, man, you know they record everything you say on that phone." He's like, "I don't care." He started, you know, threatening more people on the phone, acting crazy, and we're like, "You know, that's going to be a 10 cents of threat, right?" And then the whole jailhouse just starts laughing, and he gets off the phone. We're like, "Man, you owe us $25, man. You gave us so many threats in that damn phone call." And it was just hilarious.
Luke, I want to get your take on the Give Act, putting in there a national day of call to service and remembrance on September 11th, where they're literally going to hold memorials with these new groups and knocking on doors on September 11th for people to pledge, hiding behind, you know, this tragic event and trying to bring in the Youth Corps through this Give Act.
I mean, it's crazy. And they're trying to take away what's most important. You know, they're trying to use 9/11 to justify, you know, their actions, their cause, and their things. I mean, I was in class. I was in school a couple of days ago. And you know, everybody was talking about how Obama is great, how wonderful he is, how wonderful it is that we have a black president. I raised my hand and I broke down the issues to everybody. I asked the class, how many people know Barack Obama bombed Pakistan? How many people know 17,000 troops to Afghanistan, 50,000 troops left in Iraq? And
50,000, no, hold on, 50,000 at the end of 2011. Right now there's way more than 50,000 there.
Exactly, and I told them about the Give Act. And people were like, whoa, people were scared. And I told them, you know, as soon as that Obama Kool-Aid hope runs out, people are going to be pissed off. And I told my whole class about the Give Act, and they were just shocked. They were shocked to know what legislation is being passed in the name of Barack Obama. And it was a wonderful experience seeing these people transform into saying, he's great, I love him, into, wow, you know, this kid in the back of the room, he makes a lot of sense. You know, I totally have to look into this. This is amazing stuff. And I gave out all the websites. I gave out all the sources to all the kids. They kept coming up to me. Even in the jailhouse, even in Central Bookings, I couldn't stop talking to people. People were just coming up to me and talking to me. You know, oh, tell me more about this. Tell me more about that. Oh, you know, and people are hungry for information. They don't know where to go, but that's why we're here.
When they're hungry, we must feed them. And that's why you take opportunities wherever you can get, whether it's a jailhouse or a classroom. This is the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. Final segment with Luke Radowski of We Are Change after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
InfoWars, Jason Burmes, final segment with Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org. Now, Luke, in the GIVAC, they put in a electronic citizen verification system requirement, section 1710, where they're going to use this corporation that they built for national service in the Department of Education to try out in a trial period and then go before Congress in 18 months after the in no more than 18 months after the bill has been signed by the president. And as you know, signed by the president, it's through the House, through the Senate, on its way. Now, they took out the mandatory service, but we have this thing that looks worse than the Real ID Act.
I mean, that's definitely no surprise. I mean, he's just continuing the policies of the Bush administration. If Bush would try to pass something like the Give Act, the national mainstream media would persecute him all over the world for doing this. But Barack Obama is getting away with this. The media is not talking about this, but we're giving out the real information out there to everybody. We need to get informed. We need to understand what's going on because people don't know what's going on. And I'm very proud to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me here. And people really need to get educated on what's really going on. And this is the channel. This is where people find out what's going on. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to enslave us. They're trying to have RFID chips on all of us so they could control us. This is a police state that we're living on. I mean, just think about it. I mean, think if I had a, you know, a RFID chip on me. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do anything, literally.
No, you would, your access would be restricted. You would be a red level emergency. You would be a threat to national security. And, you know, one of the stories we're going to be covering, Luke, after we get off the phone with you, is that they have now passed that in Europe, all the cars are going to have tracker boxes in them. So it's here. I mean, the Big Brother is here. I mean, let me read you the headline. Big Brother is watching. Surveillance box to track drivers is backed. Privacy row brewing over surveillance on the road. We already have all these cameras taking pictures of people running red lights, supposedly. I mean, we are increasingly in a very frightening surveillance society. And it seems with this Give Act and with them actually sneaking mandatory service into Resolution 1444 now, that these guys are going to stop at nothing to get their nightmarish one world order.
It's already happening here in America. I mean, most of Americans already have OnStar, already have GPS, and are already being tracked. I mean, that's what they want. They want total information awareness. They want to know what you're doing, when you're doing it, before you're doing it. I mean, these people are control freaks, and Barack Obama is a part of that control that he's putting out there with everybody. And we have to resist this. We have to stand up and fight for what this country was founded on, freedom and liberty, and not having the government spy and track you and arrest you for trying to do the right thing. And that's what they're doing right now. We're seeing this country turn tyrannical, and we have to do everything we can, as long as we have the internet, as long as we have an opportunity to do something, as to speak out, we have to. They're slowly cracking down on all peaceful resistance, but we have to keep it peaceful, we have to keep it smart, and we have to reach out to more people. Everybody has to get involved, and that's the key behind We Are Change. It's not about one person. It's about everybody getting involved and doing the right thing.
Absolutely. It's about individuals taking the power from within, believing that they can make a change and becoming the change they want to see in the world. It is a lot easier than people say. You know, they want to say, no, you can't make a difference. No, you can't change the world. No, that's the way it's going to be. You can't take on the bankers. You can't take on the globalists. You can't take on the elitists. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can. Luke Radowski, thank you so much for joining us. WeAreChange.org is the website.
Thanks for having me on. Big shout out to Anthony, Manny, and all the jail prisoners out there with me.
All right. We'll be back for the second hour News Blitz. TheInfoWarrior.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Obama's team prepare etiquette and gifts for the president's meeting with the queen.
Yes, queen, may I grovel to your stool?
Yes, Barack, you may. I wonder if he's going to get knighted while he's there. I don't know. Paul Jaron, does this just not scream of fruit boxery? It is, right? I mean, to grovel towards royalty is just, it's terrible. And it really does show where the real power structure lies. I mean, this is not an accident that he's going to meet her right before this G20. The gifts have been selected with extra care, protocol lessons on royal etiquette are being delivered, and a week's wardrobe of casual and formal attire set aside for a first lady who is also an international style icon. Michelle Obama is an icon. Yeah. Unbelievable. President, what? See, I'm trying to talk on. Would I do her? No. No. See, guys, that's why we have to be able to listen to the other guys on the things, because they're asking me ridiculous questions sometimes, and you wonder why I smile inadvertently or inappropriately on the TV show. That's because I got something in my ears you guys can't hear. And no, she looks like a vampire freak show to be honest. Like, seriously? Like, I feel like I'm watching that terrible sequel to Interview with the Vampire every time I see her, the one with the chick who died, the rapper chick who died, and I don't want anything to do with her. I don't think that they're an attractive couple whatsoever. So to me, Michelle Obama, just for the record, everybody, not a style icon. No. No. Not that I think that Jackie O was all that, but at least she could, you know, wear an outfit, I guess. Let's see, Tuesday to start his first overseas tour in office, accompanied by an entourage of several hundred aides, advisors, Secret Service agents, and bodyguards, and an important cavalcade, armored vehicles, and helicopters. Let me see. A visit to Buckingham Palace on Wednesday afternoon is the formal showpiece. So this is going to happen Wednesday, huh? Just terrible. Ugh. Of a packaged working schedule and back-to-back summits. The G20 in London, NATO in Strasbourg, and the EU-US in Prague. These are all globalist meetings. Do you understand? This is a globalist agenda. This is an agenda to put us all under a similar currency. A new structure. A structure where the environment actually makes us feel guilty and we have to pay carbon credits. And that's why he signed this new bill. I mean, it's unbelievable. Let's see. Barack Obama's aides admit errors are making him less popular. Barack Obama prepares to reverse hundreds of... Oh, I'm sorry. Those are the other headlines. The Obamas will attend a private audience with the Queen in her personal apartments for nearly 30 minutes before joining other delegations for a reception in the staterooms. They are receiving advice on protocol for the encounter at the presidential retreat, Camp David, this weekend. So I guess they're going to meet in Camp David as well. Or no, they're going to learn how to meet her at Camp David before he goes. The White House is attempting to pick out an appropriate gift for the Queen that will reflect her long-standing links to the U.S.
Oh, long-standing links.
We're going to cover this story the G20 and more, because now they're saying they won't be talking about a global currency at the G20. Yeah, right. Give me a break. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My pack light has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a pack light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Listen to the Info Warrior 5 nights a week, 3 hours an evening from 9 to 12 Central. That's what you want to do. That's what Jaron wants to do while he throws up just ridiculous signs to me over the air. It's unbelievable, folks. We got to get a camera out there to really capture the goofiness and understand why this show is even more goofy than I am. Because, you know, I'm we've gotten a few calls. I'm a pretty smiley guy. I like to bounce around. I'm not as serious as Jones. But these guys really keep me going. I mean, they're a little more serious in the morning show. They're a little more yes sir, no sir. But I get in here and it's just like, oh, it's Burmes. All right, Jaron, start with the one-liners, can you? You know what I'm saying? We're going to be taking your calls in the next segment. It's 866-582-9933. G20 not ready yet for a new world currency debate. See, now they're putting out rhetoric that they're just not ready to talk about the world currency, even though people from the U.S. Treasury Department have approached the IMF. China's talked about it. Russia's talked about it. They want to change the world reserve currency from the dollar. They're going to print a global super currency. Oh, here we go. Right now, I have no idea who Angela Merkel is. I'm sure I might get a phone call about it, but Dykes is asking about it. Who's Merkel? German Prime Minister. I don't know what she looks like. Dykes is really just trying to throw me off my game here. She's smoking, is she? Okay, whatever. Hey, folks, all I'm going to say is JonesReport.com. Aaron Dykes works hard on it. All right. Let's go back to the story here. This week's G20 summit will demonstrate how fast the balance of power is shifting from the old U.S.-led economic order toward emerging market nations. Although it is way too early for a productive debate about a new world currency. Oh, it's too early now. Beijing is pushing for more power in key institutions such as the International Monetary Fund. How is Beijing going to do this without some kind of a, I don't know, reformation, some new restrictions on the monetary system or a new monetary system, which they've been pitching? More dramatically, China and Russia, the two nations I just named right there beforehand, are both saying it is now time to consider shifting away from a dollar-dominated world. While the immediacy of the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression may leave little room or for conclusive discussion at the summit, Beijing and Russia have already opened the debate about more fundamental shift to the global economic order. The global the new world order. What Time Magazine's talking about. In one sense, their timing is right because the entire world is hit by a crisis that snowballed out of the United States. See, it's our fault. We're the bad guys. No, sorry. It really didn't snowball from the United States. It snowballed from the criminals at the Federal Reserve banking system and their little minions in both Europe and the United States. Let's get it right. Let's call a spade a spade. The rich countries are going to have to move over and make room. Oh, see? It's not a battle that's won in 2 hours, but it can start at this G20. Moscow has called for the G20 to start looking for alternatives to the dollar as the world's main reserve currency. The Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, I can't pronounce it correctly. I know that Tarpley gets it right. Tarpley is much smarter than I am. I apologize. Renewed that call over the weekend. It is quite obvious that the existing currency system has not coped with the existing challenges, he told the BBC. Let's see. So they're saying that they're not going to talk about it, but it looks like they're going to talk about it. Look, Stiglitz, who Jones has had on. Let's see what Stiglitz had to say. A UN panel published a report last week that said that an alternative reserve currency system based on the SDR, a unit of account used by the IMF, could help contribute the global financial stability and strength. See, there they are shifting away from the dollar as the global currency already and shifting towards something else. I'm going to miss a line on this. Indeed, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz, who headed the panel, believes such a replacement currency system could feasibly start to be phased in within as little as 12 months. Wow, that is not good news for anybody. And the bottom is cut off there, but we got to get Stiglitz on about that. I got to show that to the Jones tomorrow. All right, let's see what else we got here. This is some propaganda out of Reuters and totally untrue and just unbelievably biased. Obama team drops war on terror rhetoric. Really? Because we seem to still be in Afghanistan. We still seem to be in Iraq. We're deploring more troops to Afghanistan. We're saying that there's problems in Pakistan. We're sending in global hawks to bomb Pakistan. But they're losing the war on terror rhetoric. And it's pompous Clinton saying something. It's ridiculous. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said on Monday the Obama administration had dropped war on terror from its lexicon. Rhetoric former President George W. Bush used to justify many of his actions. Really? Because I could have swore he said war on terror hundreds of times as well. And that the war on terror is real. And that terrorism is real. And it's a real threat. It's so amazing how people's minds are shifted. And they just totally and completely forget what was promised of them. Let's see. The Obama administration has stopped using the phrase, and I think that speaks for itself. Obviously, Clinton told reporters traveling with her to The Hague for a conference on Afghanistan. Give me a break. But he wants to have a national call to service, a national day of service on 9/11, where him and his youth brigades knock on doors everywhere and try to get you to call to service. And then they have their own little memorials everywhere else, which will go against people who are trying to tell the truth about 9/11, peacefully protesting the lies that the government and media have told. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. So Obama signs landmark U.S. conservation bill. Now, this was the bill that we made a big hubbub about last week. It's an amalgamation of more than 160 bills, and it's a huge land grab, and God knows what else. Again, I've been asking for this. Let's ask for it again, folks. Find out what the bill number and name of this is. I would really like to see what was in this bill. None of the mainstream media is actually reporting what the bill is. All I know is that it passed 285 to 140 through the Senate. A week after it cleared the Senate? Approved the measure on a vote of... How does the House... it cleared the Senate. It's not saying that was the House of Representatives. Vote was 285-140. Let's see. U.S. President Barack Obama signed sweeping land and water conservation rules into law on Monday. See, this is the big carbon tax scam that they're about to run on everybody. Setting aside millions of acres as protected areas and delighting environmentalists. Look, most of you environmentalists out there, I'm not saying that we should be polluting everything. I'm not saying we should be, you know, throwing stuff in our waters. But let's face it, you're retarded. I mean, I don't want to be harsh, but most of you are just uneducated morons. You really believe that trees are going to harm us? That we shouldn't be using double-ply toilet paper? That we're running out of gasoline? I mean, come on, man. Wake up. It is, in fact, my blog this week, my blog this morning, because the last blog I did was China banning YouTube. Isn't that great? But my blog is dealing with the fact that they're now saying they need to put a price on trees so that they can charge it the proper carbon tax, and that forests, basically, it's bad if you have trees because you have to burn them, and you're going to have to pay money when you burn trees now. You understand how ridiculous that sounds? How over the top that is. Give me a break. But, you know, keep living in denial. Keep thinking that you're not going to pay a carbon tax, that they don't want to reduce the population. I mean, they keep telling you, but you just keep ignoring it. You know, oh, Burmese, that's just nonsense. That's rhetoric. That's fear-mongering. Really, fear-mongering, when it's in their own documents. Now, earlier, speaking of this, anti-terror raids... Net 5 ahead of G20 summit. Now, why am I saying this? Because they said that these were anarchists or they were going to join protests. God forbid that you protest the G20. 5 people suspected of planning to join protests against the G20 summit in London on Thursday have been arrested after weapons were found during a raid on a house in southwest England, police said on Monday. Detectives said the 5 Britons, 3 men aged 16, 19, and 25, and 2 women, both aged 20, were arrested in the city of Plymouth. Between Friday and Sunday, and were both being held under counterterrorism powers. Now, I'm wondering if these guns were legal, how involved this 16-year-old kid is, what the plot was, who they were representing, whether or not they should be charging anybody with terrorism. I guess in this other article we have, they say that it's going to be some kind of a bomb plot, but I don't see that anywhere. I don't see that anywhere in this article. Let's see what the bomb plot article says. Let's see. 5 held over suspected plot to disrupt G20 summit with explosive stunt. Suspected plot to disrupt G20 summit follows warnings by police that protesters are planning to bring London to a standstill. Ooh. The bad, always demonize free speech. Always demonize free speech. Always go after the protesters. Always go after the people that dissent. Always go after the people trying to make a change. Let's see. They're saying the names here. Paul Netherton, Devon, and Cornwall Assistant Chief Constable said imitation handguns and imitation... Oh, wait a minute. So they're saying that there wasn't even any guns in this report, folks. They're not even real guns. They're imitation handguns. You see how this is already being distorted? It's handguns in the United States, and then it's imitation handguns in the UK. And then they're saying that they were going to make devices from fireworks. Give me a break. It's the Info Warrior. PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 30th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $914.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $941.15, $470.58 for the half ounce, and $235.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $941.15, $470.58, or $235.29.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he pick right? Do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain.
Oh, Willie McBride.
All right, folks. I guess it's now common practice to charge five people, 25, the oldest, two 20-year-old girls, one 19-year-old kid, and a 16-year-old kid with terrorism for having imitation handguns, imitation firearms. In other words, they're not real. See, a lot of people don't understand. They're not real guns. Okay? And then improvised explosives, they're saying they made out of fireworks. Give me a break. And they're admitting it wasn't, they weren't planning a Guy Fawkes plot. I think it was more designed to disrupt than injure or kill. Of course it was. If they even had anything to disrupt anything. But they're going to charge them with terror. I mean, police searched the man's flat in Plymouth and found imitation firearms, improvised explosives made from fireworks, and material related to political ideology. Ooh, not allowed to believe what you want anymore. Asked to clarify the nature of the material, Netherton said, "It's political. It relates to political organizations. It's not extreme, but it's a different political view. It leads to motives and things like that." How much you want to bet it's an InfoWars movie or a PrisonPlanet.com movie or a copy of Jaren dancing around like a fool? Maybe not the Jaren thing, but give me a break. All right, we're going to take your calls. The call in line is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Dimitri in New Jersey. Dimitri, what's up?
Yes, in New Jersey. I had a comment regarding something I saw on TV this morning, and I'll follow that up with a question for you personally and a suggestion for you and Alex. Mm-hmm. I'll try to keep this short. I'll actually start with the suggestion. I think it would be awesome if you and Alex took live comments and questions via instant messaging or some kind of live chat feature implemented on the website where people can exchange real information. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this has been brought up before, but earlier this morning on C-SPAN, they had the president and CEO of W.K. Kellogg Foundation, Sterling Spurn, on. He was talking about the U.S. education policy and how they believe education should start at birth, and the first 5 years are really the most important and impressionable time in a child's life.
So now they're trying to get your kids into school beforehand?
Right.
Well, was that it right there? What were you showing me? That's the bill? Is it the Ambience Public Land Management Act of 2009? What does that have to do with kids going to school? No, this doesn't. What are you guys showing me that for? I'm sorry, man. I'm looking at my board ops. They're telling me they're showing me an article that coincides with this. All right, so continue. So are they putting any legislation on this, or was this just political rhetoric? This guy was speaking before Congress or something like that.
Well, this was actually an interview on C-SPAN, and he went on to mention their vision was to give the parents the tools that they would need to help implement this new policy, and kept saying currently schools are not ready to receive children from the community. And he kept saying this phrase a few times throughout the interview, which I thought was a little strange. But he also said their biggest allies in this would be the law enforcement.
Oh, how lovely.
You can see so where this going, is going.
It's going the way of the GIVE Act and this 1444 that they're going to try to get passed, and this Electronic Citizen Verification Act where they're going to use the Department of Education. They're trying to indoctrinate us all at a very, very young age and not give us an opportunity not to go along with us. I thank you for the call, Dimitri. I'm definitely going to look into that. All right, let's go to Jay in Ohio. Jay, what's on your mind? Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
I just have a comment about the GIVE Act.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe that they're doing this that on that particular day to kind of meet the protesters, you know, for...
Yeah, they don't like the fact that, they don't like the fact that a lot of 9/11 truthers get out there, especially in New York City on 9/11. They want to restrict access for us. They want to prop up their fake memorials of brain dead youth that have no idea what happened that day that they picked up in this National Service Act. And they want to use this day to harness even more brain dead zombies while squelching our free speech.
Right. So just to meet them kind of head on, you know, it's really, I think that they're really going full force with this. I don't know how they presume to get this to fly, man, but like what you're covering, I mean, and what they're doing in Congress and, you know, how they're sneaking everything in, and I don't know how they're expecting this to fly, but I think that's what they're trying to meet the protesters head on with protesters.
Absolutely, I agree 110%. We're going to go to Mark Forrest and others. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, TheInfoWarrior.com.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
We are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes. We're going to be taking your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's jump to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. Just wanted to let everybody know got over 100 DVDs passed out, working on 200 now, the Obama deception. People are waking up. It's going good. It's always nice. Other than that, but I thought it might be a good idea since I know I do a lot of activism, and I know you've actually been doing it, you know, longer than me, longer than a lot of people out there. You probably know, you know, a lot of the ins and outs of, you know, how to work things and keep things safe and responsible. So if you would just maybe go over, you know, some of what you think are the key points of getting out there, being active in the community, getting as much information out as safely and responsibly as possible.
Sure, you know, I think that unity is one of the better things out there. If you've only got a few people, if you're, you know, five or less, try to rock maybe some kind of a similar t-shirt, whether it be, if you're going out handing out 9/11 DVDs, wear the Investigate 9/11. The 9/11 was an inside job. Try to catch people's eyes that you are in a small group. be aggressive, but not so aggressive that, you know, it, like if you see somebody obviously look at your shirt, and you're going to know when they look at your shirt, and a way to get that attention is, again, to all be dressed that same way. Say, ma'am, I saw you take a look at my shirt. Here's some more information on it. Please take it. And if she kind of shrugs you off, give it one more shot. You know what I mean? Don't be too pushy. But obviously you sparked her interest when she looked at that in the first place. You know what I mean? I also suggest, although you're reaching out to people, don't spend too much time on somebody that's kind of already aware about the information. Just kind of give them a quick talk. Give them something maybe new or a couple more things to give to their family and say, hey, thank you for your time. Really spend time on people that don't know what they're talking about. I think the cell phone has become one of the best tools out there. You know, even if you don't have an iPhone, most phones carry video. Have Building 7 on your phone. It's very easy to whip out your phone and say, here's one of the reasons I'm out here today. And you show them that, and they'll be like, what is that, a Vegas demolition? Immediately pounce on them with information of the Office of Emergency Management, the third building on 9/11 to come down, those types of information. Above all, be courteous and know what you're talking about. You know, if something's a little beyond you, admit it. It's okay to say, you know what, I don't have the answer to that. I'm a human being too. I'm not perfect. So I'm always out there trying to relate to new people and get the information out. Does that help, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. And anything about the importance of having a video camera on hand just in case?
Oh, well, as, I mean, just look what happened with,
you know, the Luke Rudowski situation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Had they been lucky enough,
ridiculous and out of hand right now.
I agree, but if they had been lucky enough to have one more person there who didn't get arrested and had a camera, they may not be in the predicament that they currently are in. I mean, let's be honest, they need to get the video of what happened there, or, you know, there are going to be some repercussions in a courtroom, because we already know that the court system is very, very biased. I thank you for the call, Mark. We're going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Forrest in New Mexico. Forrest, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. Well, I'd like to talk about a news event that InfoWars has been investigating.
Okay.
Well, I lived in California for close to 20 years, mm-hmm. and I'd like to talk about the government camps that is being set up at the Cal Expo Center.
Yeah, the 10 cities and their answer to them.
Right. Well, just from my experience from living in the Bay Area, there's like two types of homeless people. There's the kinds that are like whacked out on drugs, they're like mentally ill. And then there's the kind of people who don't have a home at this moment, but they're being very productive and they're working towards making a better life.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I know this guy in the Bay Area who's gotten all kinds of tickets because he's parked his van everywhere. He has these huge signs with his phone number and a website, and he's working on a new monetary system and a new operating system. So that's how he dedicates his time. So because he worked for my father's company part-time, and then mm-hmm. he also worked at an auto plant part-time. But his whole thing wasn't working a 9-to-5 and paying all these bills. And from what I've heard from y'all, a lot of the people up in Sacramento, they're working people who have families who have just been impacted by the economy that has been engineered by the New World Order.
Yeah, yeah, the current economic downturn that has been orchestrated by these bankers. I gotta let them go. Let them go. Just too much kickback. Sorry, those are great points. That is why they're there. And you know what? They're consolidating more and more power by restricting when they can leave. They're having curfews. They're making it almost impossible for them to achieve what they say they want, which is to go out into the world and lead productive lives, have jobs, pay taxes. But they don't want that. They want more people dependent on the state. They want this entire system of the United States government to corrode, and they want society to break down, and they want to be able to bring in their North American Union, and then ultimately their one world government. All right, let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Leo, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Yeah, I was watching We Are Change at the same time, and I tried to get on and find an address to mail money to, because I don't use PayPal, because PayPal is run mm-hmm. by Israel, and what they do is they won't support sites like Zeopedia,
mm-hmm.
but they will support Nazi hate sites. Isn't that kind of interesting?
It's no good. But you can get a hold of Dan at wearechange.org, and they can tell you where to mail money. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason.
How you doing?
Well, yeah, great. Great show tonight with interviewing Luke. and his friend. Boy, I tell you, those guys are gutsy.
They really are gutsy. People don't realize how hard it is for them to put that on the line every single day. It seems like they're doing something else. And, I mean, this guy lives a full life outside of 9/11 truth. It really shows you that you can be a productive human being if you have the will to do so.
Yeah, well, I heard him say, you know, he's going to school, and I thought that was really cool how he mentioned about, you know, sitting in the back there and raised his hand and spoke out, you know, and that's the point, is that we've got to keep doing that. Just want to share a couple of things real quick. First of all, I called my ex-wife's uncle, who still lives up there in New York State in the Albany area, and I mentioned to him about Schenectady and the mayor there. He hadn't heard anything, but I told him to look into it, and I encouraged him to get a hold of the state legislators, not the federal ones, but the state ones, as well as the mayor's office in Schenectady to protest this, you know, and because he's real big on, you know, the right to bear arms and the Constitution and all that. So, you know, made him aware. And, of course, if he catches this, he'll run with it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. But up in upstate New York, outside of not really being able to have a carry and conceal, there's a big hunting culture up there because it's a lot of woodlands.
Right. And I was just wondering with what you were talking about earlier, where they're going after, you know, these, you know, they're not even weapons. But does this mean now that I have to turn in my squirt gun and my BB gun?
Well, listen, this is the way that they put it in the American press, okay? I found this. I go and check out these sites throughout the day, but this was a news story for me when I came in like an hour and a half before the show. And MSNBC was saying that these guys had actual weapons, but weren't saying what they were being charged with other than terrorism. And I think to myself, well, they can't really charge terrorists with having guns. I mean, they're just guns. And you saw the how young these people were. The oldest person was 25, two 20-year-old girls, a 19-year-old kid, and another 16-year-old kid. So obviously, these are very, very young people. Then I get the Telegraph story right before I get on the show. I mean, I literally found that one about 10 minutes before. I usually check Reuters and then a little bit of American press, and then I go to the foreign press to really see what I'm missing out on. And they're saying that all the guns were imitation guns and that they had improvised devices made from fireworks, none of which were lethal. And these kids are going to be charged with terror for that? Give me a break.
Now, that brings up the last thing I wanted to just ask you about real quick. You've been talking a lot about this give and mandatory service bill that Obama's proposed that they're on the verge of passing. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I understand this right. This is for kids 12 years old and up.
12 years old and up, it looks like they took out the term compulsory and everything that I've seen. But let me say this right now. I was not able to check the whole bill because they didn't put a PDF file of the final version on there. Only text that I could check each subsection. They left the Citizen Verification Electronic ID Act in there. And they took out the word compulsory, but the service, the day of service is still in there. The service for 12-year-olds, everybody in middle school and above is still in there. Secondary schooling is still in there. They just took out the compulsory and mandatory language, but they've added it to a separate bill, which is H.R. 1444.
So what kind of exact, quote-unquote, service is this going to involve?
Well, I think that they're going to start it out with, you know, going to these new FEMA camps, these new tent cities, helping people there. People out of work will probably, who knows, maybe it'll be in the auto industry. I mean, we're taking that over. It'll really be all the new socialist programs that they're indoctrinating the children with. They're going to be inventing a lot of programs. I mean, when you think to yourself that the first national call to service is going to be on September 11th, probably of this year, that's how quick they're going to pass this legislation. That is the scariest thing yet. They're going to be going door to door, asking people to pledge to something they don't even know what it is on a day where people are extremely vulnerable because it's 9/11.
Now, you remember in Alex's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, he showed about them getting these kids on bicycles going out at midnight, etc. So, you know, I mean, this is, I think this is what this is leading to. It's obvious. This is going to lead to something parallel with Hitler's youth brigades where, you know, kids are spying on their parents and turning people in and that kind of stuff. Do you think that that's eventually?
I think that's exactly what it is. I mean, we had enough of that even when I was a kid, and I thank you for the call with the DARE program. I mean, they literally demonized parents who may have been smoking a little pot or maybe doing something else, but still taking care of their children, encouraging you to rat on your parents. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. All right, let's go to Adrian in Texas. Adrian, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, something I never watch. I was at the gym, and they had a Fox on the boob tube there, and Hannity Handy's crappy show was on, and I could not believe it. He was on with Dick Morris.
Yeah.
And they gave you guys credit, or at the whole, you know, you, not really like directly you, but Dick Morris said conspiracy people about the world, world money.
Oh, really? What'd they say? The conspiracy people were right about the world currency?
Yes.
And oh, wow. Well, thank you.
You guys have been preaching it for the guys. He said that they, he actually said his words, what I remember, that they've been preaching this for the past 10, 15 years. Dick Morris actually said this, and Hannity agreed, and I could not believe that. And
we're going to have to tape that.
My jaw dropped tonight. It was on tonight at around 9 o'clock.
No, what we'll do is we'll get the replay. I'm gonna have either Aaron or Rob. I see Rob in the back. He's kind of listening. If he could throw in a tape and make sure that we have the Fox News on for the Hannity replay, they're admitting that the conspiracy people, Rob, were right about the one world currency. Dick Morris and Sean Hannity. See, that's why you callers are the best thing since breakfast, because you give me these tips and you give us Info Warriors an opportunity to harness this and put it into future documentary films.
Hey, I just want to give props to Luke. Luke, keep on trucking, man. I'll send you in some money, dude. Y'all take it easy. Bye.
All right, thank you so much. All right, let's jump to James in Indiana. James, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Hey, while we're giving Mr. Bloomberg a lesson in constitutional jurisprudence, he might want to check out Article 1, Section 10, Powers Prohibited of the States. As a mayor of a city, you're not allowed to go to Israel and say that you speak for almost all Americans, because you're not elected by almost all Americans. You're elected by the people of New York to run New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, also, I mean, if he's going to be setting policy out there, it's a violation of the Logan Act. I mean, Bloomberg has just done deplorable thing after deplorable thing in this country and in this state. And I think one of the most deplorable things would be denying first responders medical care and letting them literally die a slow and painful death. You still with me?
I was also looking up that bill you were looking for. I couldn't find it on Thomas, and then I looked on Reuters, and it said it was like a Matryoshka bill of like 160 smaller bills.
Yeah, exactly, but they're not giving me a bill number where I can see where all these 100... Am I wrong? I mean, isn't that crazy that I can't read this bill that's now been signed into law by the president? I mean, this
is unbelievable.
Do you
really need... I mean, don't you trust them?
I don't seem to trust them. Are you telling me this is it right here? The Omnibus Public Land Management Act of 2009? That's the bill. All right, so it's
that's
H.R.
The title. Yeah, I couldn't find on Thomas. There was no
apparently,
number.
Yeah, apparently it is H.R. 146. So I'm going to be looking at that probably later tonight, early tomorrow, and giving my analysis on it. But if people want to pick through it, I would appreciate it. And give me any tidbits over at my MySpace page, myspace.com/Jason Burmis. I thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to, I believe we're on Bill in Illinois. Bill, what's popping?
Hey, Jason, good to talk to you again. Was wondering if you've seen any talking snakes since the last time we talked.
Talking snakes, I can't
say
that I, no, I must have missed it.
About conspiracy theories and talking snakes. In any case, I wanted to cover the article about a possible false flag terror attack coming up.
Okay.
I think that's very possible, because it seems that the NWO seems to pull a false flag to celebrate Mr. Hitler's birthday on the 20th.
They seem to like the date 420 a lot. You know, that's another thing I want to point out. I really hate how in the marijuana culture, the drug culture in general, they always like to refer to, oh, 420, man, oh, 420. No, it's an occultic number. It was Hitler's birthday. They've pulled off false flag events before on 420, on 419. And it's really a number for this secret society elitist that want to control everything, and it's disgusting.
Well, can I give your listeners an example?
Sure.
Oklahoma City and Waco happened on April 19th. Columbine happened on 420, and the Virginia Tech shooting happened on 416.
Mm-hmm.
So you got five major attacks that were all pointed to false flags, and there's your dates in April. So we need to look out this month coming up very closely. We all need to keep our eyes open.
All right, Bill, I thank you for the call. All right, let's hold off on the calls. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to take your calls. We're going to get through the rest of the news. It's 866-582-9933. Panel, all teens should be tested for depression. Alex has been telling you for years they want to get the majority not the minority, the majority of us on psychotropic drugs because they want us docile. They want us like the sheeple that they write about. They want us to be even more chattel-like. They want us to walk into a place and act like Jaren, my producer out there. Very sloth-like, drooling, slow, tripping over things. Can't put words together for full sentences. That's what they want. And this one's out of Reuters. Oh, you see, you don't even know. See, now I'm laughing, I'm smiling, and it's because my other producer's in my head while I'm trying to make my own jokes, and he's making me crack up and turning it into like a Stern-esque show where I'm saying inappropriate things. By the way, folks, I'm on 5 nights a week over at the Genesis Communications Network. You can pick me up if you know any affiliates out there. You want to restream me? Please do. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Ah!
your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933. Panel, all teens should be tested for depression. An influential government-appointed medical panel is urging doctors to routinely screen all American teens for depression. Isn't that lovely? The years where you go through most of your little angst and crying on your pillow over girls and, I didn't make the baseball team, or Johnny took my lunch money. Now they're going to go after you for being depressed. I mean, give me a break. Oh, which way? What's the subheadline? 2 million in U.S. are affected, but most are undiagnosed, task force says. How would they know? Yeah, that's a great point, Jaron. How would they know? Well, they're the influential government-appointed medical panel, so they must know. Give me a break. Let's see. Most are undiagnosed and untreated, said the panel. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, which sets guidelines for doctors on a host of health issues. See, this is what socialized medicine will bring us, our kids on psychotropic drugs for their depression. Oh, we got to save the children. It's always about saving the children. We got to save the children. Give me a break. All right, let's take our last caller of the hour. Remember, we're going to be taking calls all next hour. We're going to blitz through a little bit more news, and we're going to recover that terror raid on five young people who had fake firearms. I mean, give me a break. They didn't even have real firearms and fireworks, and now they're going to be charged with terrorism. Having fireworks is a terrorist offense. How dare you try to disrupt the G20? All right, let's go to Jake in Minnesota. Jake, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I think you kind of burst a lot of people's bubble with the 420 thing that you were just talking about.
I'm a heartbreaker. Listen, man, if you want to smoke the devil's lettuce, do so on your own time. It doesn't have to be a 420. Do it some other time, huh? Make it a 5:30 exactly. Spot, something. Give me a break. Why you got to follow some moronic little number? I loathe that, to be honest. All right, go ahead, man.
Yeah, exactly. A couple other points real quick. Glenn Beck, on the worst person in the world on Overman tonight, and he was kind of calling him on the 9/12 movement, and then right after they showed the clip of them where of Glenn Beck where he's calling out 9/11 families, they hate some stuff like that. So that was on Overman.
Well, the 9/12 movement is really there to usurp people that would wake up to the false left-right paradigm under people like us as we try to make this mass movement grow and to take them away and move them further away from learning about the truth about 9/11. Glenn Beck is about to have Popular Mechanics on April 6th to do a full and complete debunking of the FEMA camps as if there's something to be debunked. I'm sitting here with two thick-as-hell bills. Military Police Army Regulation 190-56, the Army Civilian Police and Security Guard Program right here on the PrisonPlanet.tv, and Army Regulation 210-35, the Civilian Inmate Labor Program, where these guys go into depth on what they plan to do and how they plan to do it, my friend.
Yeah, it should be pretty hilarious for them going on. That last point I want to make is that you guys are kind of promoting like growing garden and stuff like that. I think that's one thing we can tell everybody to do, and it's kind of our move away from the government and something kind of stick it to them for these bills they're trying to pass against us.
I'm with you, my man. We'll be back after this. It's the Info War with Jason Burmes. We're going to take calls from Aiden, Randy, and others.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Brother is watching. Surveillance box to track drivers is backed. The government is backing a project to install a communication box in new cars to track the whereabouts of drivers anywhere in Europe, The Guardian can reveal. Under the proposals, vehicles will emit a constant heartbeat, revealing their location, speed, and direction of travel. Isn't that lovely? We'll know how fast you're going. We'll know where you're going. And we'll know what direction you're going. You will constantly be tracked and traced. The EU officials behind the plan believe it will significantly reduce road accidents, congestion, and carbon emissions. It's for your own good. You're not going to get any more accidents. We're going to protect the environment. You need a tracker box. Old tracker boxy. Give me a break. A consortium of manufacturers has indicated that the router device could be installed in all new cars as early as 2013. However, people with common sense, or privacy campaigners as they're called in the article, warned last night the European-wide car tracking system would create a system of almost total road surveillance. Well, duh. I mean, just disgusting. Disgusting. All right, let's go to Randy in California. Randy, what's on your mind? Yes, sir. We got Randy?
You guys are doing a wonderful job. Very enjoyable. Jason, I have a question. Something's been bothering me. You know, I consider myself a part of the truth movement and been looking for answers for many years. And you guys, InfoWars and WhatReallyHappened.com, Mike Rivero and the Jeff Rentz show have all been really excellent sources of information, and it seems there's a little bit of a problem right now between maybe Alex and the Jeff Rentz show.
Look, man, I got to tell you right now, I can't really comment on what anti-Semites post on their website and slander. I mean, let's just break it down, folks. All right, people that want to label people as Jews and post articles by crazy, insane people that dress up like nut jobs. I mean, ridiculous, insane nut jobs who want to post things that are outlandish, untrue, and disgusting. They don't deserve a forum. You are more than welcome to speak about what you want to speak about. This is a First Amendment show. But when you want to post nutty, attacked, hateful material, we don't deal with that here. We don't attack people. We're not going to go off on anything. And as far as riffs go, listen, the bottom line is, don't be a scumbag. You know, I got to move on to the next caller. Oh, man, see, here it is, the YouTube tirade. Burmis goes off on YouTube tirade, and then Dykes is in my ear asking me about Lady Bird Johnson. Not my thing either, Dykes. I gotta tell you, she's not my thing. The bottom line is, we don't deal in kookery, we don't deal in jackassery, we don't deal in douchebaggery, and we sure don't deal in anti-Semitic, disingenuous liars. And that's the bottom line. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to continue to take your calls. Daniel, Matthew, and others. It's PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products, and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky three-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life. And it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
I save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, box made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps.
Back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're on 9 to midnight, 5 nights a week, over at GCNLive.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. We give the whole deal to you at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's right. We do over 7 hours of radio and 5 hours of live video from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going through your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Aiden in New York. Aiden, what's on your mind? Oh, we don't have Aiden anymore? Or it's Alden. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's Alden. Hey, I'm sorry, man. It's really windy over here. How you doing, Jason?
Good, man. Good.
I'm just calling to tell you that you guys really speak nothing but the truth, because I'm really hard to convince, and everything you and Alex say, I go out there and I try to research as much as I can, and let me tell you, everything comes up that it's the truth. As like you said, they are trying to, and they will test the teenagers for depression, like you said. I read that today.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Listen, everything I do is just reading mainstream articles to people and playing mainstream news clips, and because I don't tell you that it's a good thing, I take the opposite view of the mainstream media. I'm the kook. I'm the one that's in this circle of liars. But in reality, everything we tell you is documented. Go ahead.
Man, it's so true. Like, today I was reading something. Did you hear about the new Obama appointed, I believe it's illegal...
We dropped him. I'm sorry, Alden. Call me back tomorrow night when it's not so windy or you have another one, and I'll see who he did appoint, because I'm not sure. He's always making appointments. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Daniel in Virginia. Daniel, what's on your mind?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm just calling to let y'all know that I enjoyed the documentary of the Obama deception.
Killer. What was your favorite part about it?
My favorite part was Webster Tarpley.
Oh, well, then you'll like the Obama, too, because we just did extensive interviews with the Tarpley. And Tarpley, although he's pretty up to date, we had been probably about 2 weeks ahead of him in the news. So he was new to all this IMF supercurrency.
Mm-hmm.
Got to show him that. Got to show him the meetings with the Queen. He did know about the meetings with the Queen in the upcoming G20. But there was a lot of carbon tax stuff that he was unaware of, and he really just laid it on the line yet again.
Yeah, and he really specified today on Alex Jones' show about how Obama is trying to break unions.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, see, I used to be a former UAW local president. at a plant which shut down back in December of 2005, which was based on lies from the corporation, which I don't have to tell you, I'm probably singing to the choir when I'm telling you this. But anyhow.
No, I mean, let's be honest. They squeezed out all the unions, all the actual productive businesses in this country to try to make it into a second world country that will merge with Mexico and Canada because we no longer produce anything here. We don't have a union. We don't have 401ks. We don't have pension plans.
Right.
We don't have careers for people.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And because, see, I'm a firm believer in union. My whole family was union as far as my uncles and so forth. And I had... family was in the IBEW, and I had family was in the UAW, and I had family that was in the rubber union, as far as the rubber workers union.
Let me ask you, now that all of that is gone, are you able to reach your friends and family more easily and say, look, it's all evaporated. There's nothing for us anymore.
I can. The thing about it is, I think we see what's going on. Okay, we see what's going on. We see what these corporations are doing. We see what the top 5% is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We see what the global elite is doing as far as union members, because we're for the working class. We're for the blue collar worker. We're for those who need a chance in life to where they can reach through the, you know, as far as any kind of goals in life.
Yeah, where you can climb the ladder for hard work, where you can be guaranteed that you're going to get a wage if you stay loyal to a company. I mean, those days are just long gone.
And we see that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do see that, Jason. We do. We do see that. We've seen that years ago. Mm-hmm. We've seen this years ago, that when we start seeing all these trade agreements being passed, these free trade agreements like NAFTA and CAFTA, the FTAA, all of them being passed. And we were saying to myself, and not only myself, to others, it was saying the same thing. This right here is nothing more than a war on the middle class. This right here is nothing more than a war on the working class. This right here is nothing more than trying to change the wage scale, as far as trying to demoralize us on our wage scale. And America needs to look at this and say, whoa, wait a minute here, let's take a step back and take a look at this, because this right here is nothing more than utter nonsense.
I have to agree with you 110%. Daniel, I thank you so much for the call.
Yeah.
This is a huge power grab. This is a separation of the elite and the common man even further. It's bringing us into a new type of serfdom. All right. It is so that they can bring in the North American Union, so that they can bring in their one world government. Just like he said, NAFTA, CAFTA passing in 2005. That's the Central American Free Trade Agreement. I mean, wake up and smell the coffee. It's right there, folks. You just got to breathe it in, and you will have roasted beans right in your nose of not so delicious. I don't think it's a Colombian brew. It seems like it's a postmodern GMO brew of disgusting. All right, let's go to Matthew in Texas. Matthew, what's on your mind? Yes, Matthew.
Hey, what's up, Thermos? Great show tonight.
Thank you.
This is Matthew from San Antonio Change, and you were on the topic of the 912 project, and we actually went to the San Antonio chapter's meetings this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They're planning for the Tea Party, and they're all pretty excited because Glenn Beck played their YouTube video on the Glenn Beck show. And
Glenn Beck, the new savior. Glenn Beck's got a radio show, and he's on television. We just love him so much. Go ahead, man.
Dude, you should have seen them. They are seriously so excited. They're like, oh, his producer came down, and we're trying to find an area. Glenn Beck wants to do a show live in San Antonio. And, I mean, they're all just giddy.
Wait, when is he really going to do the show live in San Antonio?
That's what the producer was down here this past week. And
when is this planned for? Oh, we're going to hijack this. I'm dead serious. That's a target of opportunity. I dare Glenn Beck to come down to Texas while the big boys are down here.
Dude,
he's going to get a mouthful of stuff he doesn't like the taste of, my friend. It's going to be called justice, sweet justice. I hope he dares to come down here after he spreads his lies about the FEMA camps with Popular Mechanics. That would make it even sweeter.
Dude, when we went to the meeting, I had a binder full of documents, articles, filling MA labor program. I had it all. I was ready for anybody. I went there with my brand-new Resist the NWO InfoWars t-shirt, and We went there with a stack of Obama DVDs, Obama Deception, and a stack of Fiat Empire. And they had a crowd of over 100 people, mostly old folks. And one lady was like, well, what do we do after this? And I'm like, hey, end the Fed, April 25th. We're getting it together. So people started coming up to us. We're handing out DVDs. And the guy who made this Tea Party video, the guy that's all giddy about Glenn Beck, afterwards he pulled us aside and he was all peed off. He was like, look, I know y'all are just out here promoting Jones. And I was like, dude, we're just handing out Fiat Empire. He was like, I saw Endgame. And he was like, look. He's like, you should have shot me an email first. And he was just complaining. And then I was like, dude, Glenn Beck's getting his news from Alex Jones. Alex broke the Mayock report. He's like, look, we're not talking about that. But,
You go to the source of the information? How dare you go to the people that aren't trying to be the controlled mainstream media? How dare you try to bring up relevant issues around the Kool-Aid drinkers, my friend?
I know, but he did threaten us. He said if at the Tea Party, if we had any signs that he didn't approve of, he was going to have us removed from the Tea Party.
Oh, will he now? Well, we'll see about that. I thank you for the call, Matthew. Keep me updated. You know my MySpace, myspace.com/Jason Burmes. Call line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Linda in California. Linda, what's popping?
Hey there. Great show as always. Got a couple of things. First of all, regarding Glenn Beck, I called you guys right away when I picked that up last week.
Mm-hmm.
He's really unstable. I mean, when he did that one show, you know, the war room and blah, 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 you know, the crying and all that. I don't know how somebody can keep up that phony stuff without really breaking. Mm-hmm. You know, I called him in his email. I sent you guys a copy, both pathetic and sinister. You know, you will be found out. How will you face when you're found out to be a treasonous traitor? You know, not as bad as the bankers, but just about. Just, you know, just kind of a liar. And how he does it with such an act, it's so melodramatic, it really turns my stomach. But I watch to keep you guys filled in, you know, call you in and let you know the tips. So that was one. Plus, I wanted to, you guys, your products that you're sponsors. I've got the Ecola Blue, just to put a little plug in, the Ecola Blue, the E-Food.
How awesome is that? How awesome is the Ecola Blue? I got the Ecola Blue right here, and it is delicious.
It's absolutely, and I've got a little water tester, and I've had reverse osmosis and the Berkey and a lot. I'm telling you, the Ecola Blue is the best water purification machine. I've got, you know, two or three of them that I've tried before. The Ecola rocks, the E-Foods. I'm trying the hemp products, the soaps.
Calben's badass, too. Yeah, Calben's great.
You guys really have the best sponsors, and I'm a real critic. People come to me and go, well, Linda, what do you think about this product? Because I screen products. I'm as, like, a picky as they get. And the customer service with the companies also rocks. So that really counts a lot. Anyways, my main reason for calling was to let you know that I had to tune in real quick for the Hannity and Morris conversation.
Uh-huh.
How it went down was this, Jason.
Okay.
Morris starts saying about how this G20 and what is really not coming out, and this is not verbatim, but the gist of it's going to be there for you in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
The gist of it was that what's not really being talked about is that the Federal Reserve and the SEC is going to go under the control of the IMF.
Oh!
And,
hold on
and,
right there. Hold on right. We're gonna hold you over. The call line is 866-582-9933. Right now, we're taping the Hannity and Combs rebroadcast at the office. It's sure to be a big story over at Infowars.com tomorrow and on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to hold Linda over. We're going to take more calls, and we're going to discuss this on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception.
the people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping and all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The call in line is 866-582-9933. And Linda was telling us about the Sean Hannity-Dick Morris conversation about the one world currency and apparently the IMF takeover of the Federal Reserve banking system. Continue, Linda.
Yeah, basically that's what Morris was saying, that the untold story was that the meeting was going to involve the discussion of the Federal Reserve and the SEC being taken over by the IMF, and Morris goes, you know, what those nuts have been saying, you know, nuts, right? And then Hannity comes back with, yeah, the conspiracy theorists. And he goes, well, basically what they've been saying all along for these 10 to 15 years is that we would eventually come under the control of the United Nations. And mm-hmm. They both agreed, whoa, we're in trouble now, you know.
That is incredible. I mean, although they're talking heads and total puppets, I mean, it's almost like they're being forced to reveal themselves with these articles in Time magazine called New World Order, with the IMF saying that it's going to print a new global currency. I mean, it's everywhere now. It's right out in the open.
Exactly. I mean, they're going to lose credibility. They're going to have to come come on board, and they're not going to be able to get away with just coming on board with bits and pieces of information anymore. You know, there's such an awakening, Jason. I just don't think that, you know, I'm waking up my neighbors, too. I mean, I'm just going, I've sent you guys some of the flyers that I've made and hand out. I take walks. I carry half a dozen flyers. I talk to my neighbors. I hand out the e-food samples. I just start, you know, however God leads me as a follower of Jesus, you know, just hey, how's it going today? And if I feel like I'm going to be able to make a connection, I'll just drop a few pieces into them, drop a handout, drop off a sample of storable food, just tell them, you know, better to have too much too soon than too little too late. And, you know, just ministering wherever you go, the truth, and a lot of people are really open when you really show genuine care that, you know, hey, how you doing today? And you just have to know how to approach people in a real humane way.
Exactly. You know, like once you get over the fear, once you get over, you know, the nervousness, and you're actually able to just approach people, then yeah. it kind of just comes to you. You know, it's just like it's like any other day, and you don't have to, you're not trying to scare the hell out of them. You're trying to make them aware of what the real problem is, because let's face it, by now most people are scared to death anyway, whether they're going to lose their home or their job or they're going to be here 5 or 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And information really empowers people, and that you're coming across with a sense of soundness too. You can't transmit fear to the people. You transmit information. You keep your focus on the message, and that you're just trying to help, and it would be good to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and just give them little spoonfuls. You can't dose them with the whole 100 years of history, but you can just sort of find out where they are and what they understand, whether it's talking about the elections or talking about being involved with the government, or, you know, even just at this one intersection out where I live, there are, I kid you not, 48 lights, cameras, and actions at one intersection that goes into the university, that connects up to a highway, that eventually down the road connects up to a main railroad, you know. And if you can just sort of, hey, did you notice that? And you just start having a conversation with people in your community, that's how you get people maybe more aware. Hey, look up in the sky. Check that out. What is, oh, yeah, that's a contrail. No, that's a chemtrail. You got to go online and check out, and it's chemicals, and wherever it is that you just sort of, I got introduced with just one or two pieces of information, and then this whole world opened up, and that's how you get people awake. You can't just dose them with 100-year history. You dose them with a little bit of this, and if they're interested, they'll start looking into it, and you give them a handout with InfoWars and, you know, a few websites, a few Google videos to check out, including the Obama deception, which, by the way, totally rocks.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. You guys and your fabled enemies and your loose change, I mean, you guys just do a wonderful job. Thank you so much for your hard work.
Well, thank you for your hard work, Linda, and that is the attitude to have. That is a positive caller. Thank you so much for the call. I mean, how else are we going to defeat these guys unless we can open our hearts to friends, family, strangers, coworkers, everybody around us, and let them know what's really going on? That they're introducing this new global system because it's been in the works forever, and they've had to find the right crisis. It is only through these crises that they have been able to move forward with their agenda. 9/11, this new economic recession, global depression, whatever you want to call it, them blowing out the subprime mortgages. It's all by design. I'm sorry, it's not an accident. We're going to continue to take your calls, Brian and others. It's 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. That's 1-800-204-6421. Call now.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Let's just go right to your phone calls. The call in line is 866-582-9933. Let's go to Brian in California. Brian, what's popping?
Well, what's popping was I organized a Students for Democratic Society chapter around my area, and I was able to get Dylan Avery last week to help me in a presentation of Loose Change. We had about 100 people show up. I had lunch with them, and I was discussing over with him about the Give Act and how it's basically total enslavement. And he was signing autographs of Loose Change, and I didn't have my copy of Loose Change, but I had a copy of your film, Fabled Enemies, and I just thought, well, that would be somewhat appropriate. So I gave him a copy, and he kind of snarked at me as if he was very angry. And he just told me that, hey, he stole footage from my film to make this. So
what? Oh God! I don't even know, man. I don't know. I didn't steal any footage. I can assure you of that.
Okay, I just want your side of the story, Jason Burmis. That's all.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know what he said, but I mean, obviously Dylan wasn't involved in that film. But every single thing that I put in there, I mean, I did that Barry Jennings interview with Dylan. I did that Cynthia McKinney interview myself. The Ray McGovern interview that's in there, I did myself. I mean, I don't know where there would be any stolen footage.
Well, are you still friends with him? Because
I mean, I haven't talked to him in a while, but I mean, I don't harbor any animosity towards him or anything like that. I mean, he moved out to California. I really haven't spoken to him in quite some time. I was out in New York for some time, and now I'm out in Austin, Texas. I mean, again, it's not my place to try to attack people, man. Everybody's got to go and do their own thing.
Oh, yeah, and it was very weird because behind the scenes, he was talking about how much Obama was a crook and everything, and then this one lady asked him a question about, well, now since we got a new administration, do you think that there's a possibility we can open up new investigation about 9/11? He's like, oh, absolutely. And he was just playing on the whole Obama thing. And I'm like, what the heck? What is with Dylan? It just mind boggles me.
I don't know, man. You know, I can't jump on somebody for being themselves, and who knows what his views are. I really haven't talked to him about Obama or anything like that. Obviously, I'm opposed to the Obama administration. I think it's a far hoax. I mean, this guy, again, if you just look at his credentials, just take a look down the line. This guy's a state senator until 2004. All of a sudden, he gives the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention. And then from the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention, all of a sudden, he becomes an actual senator, not a state senator. He doesn't even serve a full term in Senate. He serves about half a term in Senate and then runs for the presidency and wins? I mean, come on. You know, they changed the Pepsi logo to look like his logo. I mean, just there are just so many things that you see that this guy was propped up. He's on the cover of Spider-Man. I mean, this doesn't happen unless there is the elite behind the scenes pushing this guy. Let's be honest. I mean, I voted for a black woman, and what can I do? You know, I mean, it's not because I don't want someone of color in office. It's not that because I don't want a woman in office. I don't want somebody who's going to be a tool of the corrupt elite at the top. And that's clearly what this guy is. And he's a smart person. He has a certain charisma about him, and he's a good speaker. So he's going to be able to get people behind him. I mean, this Give Act and now 1444 are completely nightmarish. And I mean, we just got that, that bill up of the 160 amalgamated, conservation bills. I can't imagine what's in there either. So anybody who is ignorant enough to believe that this guy is going to push for a new 9/11 investigation, you know, I don't know what to say to them other than they're in dream world.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I have burned hundreds of copies of your DVD. And I'm going to hand them out on Wednesday. And next month, we're also going to screen the Obama deception here at my campus. So I'm fighting on. I'm an info warrior. You fight on. You're an info warrior. Let's pull out the truth. Let's expose the fraud. Let's defeat the New World Order.
All right. Thank you so much, my man. Hey, keep it up over there in California. We need the help on the West Coast. All right. Let's go to Jaja in New York. Jaja, what's up?
Hey, Jason. It's Jaja. How you doing?
Good.
I really love your new show. I haven't missed a single time you've been on, so I don't really know that. Yeah, but I wanted to tell you this, that I have been in touch with a guy who works inside the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
I met him online, and first thing I said, I laughed at him, and I sent him the Money Masters, and I sent him Endgames, I sent him Terror Storm, and then he wrote me back, you know, we were getting back and forth between, you know, what the nitty-gritty. And he said to me this is the last letter he said, he knows about the IMF SDR issue. In fact, a lot of my work these days is about that.
Oh.
The details behind that can get a bit murky. It probably won't work, at least not in the short term. This is what he says. In the long term, though, it may be a good thing for the world. There are too many dollars in foreign countries now. I mean, I've been getting into it with this guy. I mean, he.
So he's openly announcing that the world currency is the real deal, and we're probably going to see an announcement of this after the G20.
Absolutely. And they said that's what he's analyzing the debt right now. That's what he's doing, you know, for the China, you know, stuff like that, figuring how much money we owe to them. But he said he does think that many issues raised in the movie need a reform, i.e. bank reform, reform of the IMF and the World Bank, and stronger powers by the government over banks in general. Going back to the gold standard would worsen the problem. Fiat currency is not a bad thing, but there needs to be some control on how to print it. Banks have a natural desire to control supply, so it could be prudent to let them print it. If people of the government gain power to print money, they will fight amongst themselves how much to print. But, you know, I did teach him something. He said it was a great movie, and he never met a guy that knew more about the history of the monetary system than him.
Interesting. Well, thank you for the call, and thank you for the heads up.
I really thank you about Luke, and I wanted to just say one thing about Luke Wadowski, that everybody needs to write letters to Mayor Bloomberg, and when he gets the actual name of the judge, we need to write letters. Everybody needs to write a letter to the judge on his behalf, you know, and bring, you know, make ourselves look good, too. Like, I'm a social professional, and I believe this. It's going to help. It got him out. So
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you keep it in a civil tone and you say, look, it's just unacceptable what you're doing to this person. You're obviously prosecuting him for his political beliefs, not his candor, not his actions. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Patriot Bear in California. Patriot Bear, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man.
Hey, can I tell you about Patriot Bear on the street?
Let's hear it.
Okay, I made two signs. The first one says, wake up. We the people. Where's the outrage? Not the $164 million bonus, but the $10 trillion ripoff of the U.S. taxpayers. Then it says, watch. Number one video online today on Change the Channel, Obama Deception, at YouTube.com. For the real truth, go to Infowars.com. And I had my daughter with me. She had a video on her phone taking pictures of me. And I was at a point where it was the overpass of the freeway in California.
Mm-hmm.
And people are looking at my sign. As soon as I got their attention, they're waiting for the light to turn green. I said, hey, we the people, let's wake up. Where's the outrage and what's going on with our money?
And this is a very effective method because you're really, what are you, probably at one of those like super 4 to 8 lane highways, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody who's never been to California, I mean, you're literally reaching probably hundreds of people every 2 minutes, thousands of people every 10 minutes.
So, anyways, you know, this is people coming home from work, and then I say, hey, you know, you want to do something about it? Watch the Obama Deception on Change the Channel on YouTube. I said, if you're going to do anything, do it for your kids. Do it for your mom. You for your grandmother. I'm surprised I still have a voice left. I felt like I was Alex on the street with without the mega horn.
It feels good to do something that you know is right, correct?
Oh man, I was so fired up, you know, because I go to church. Mm-hmm. I'm a Christian. I know you are not completely into it.
Hey, but I'm not bashing you for doing it, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm getting at is, I told the people at church. I said, you know what? We really need to tell people the truth, you know, whether it's God or what I'm doing today, you know. I said we have to have boldness because, you know, things are going to get worse. We know that the, you know, new world order is coming, and we have to tell the message. We have to tell the real truth. And I pointed to Infowars.com because you can't get the real message from the mainstream media.
Absolutely. And the mainstream media is completely controlled, and that's why we have this little, outlet of information to try to get the true message across. I thank you for the call, Patriot Bear. There's another activist out in California trying to get the word out about the Obama deception on Google Video. Change the channel. High quality right now for free. If you want to help support us, you can get a copy of the Obama deception at Infowars.com or just become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. You can watch me on the video all 3 hours. Alex is on the TV at least 2 hours a day. That's 5 hours of video live. Every movie that Alex produced, my films, and others. All right. Let's go to Aki in Hawaii. Aki, what's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hey, Jason. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
All right. Hey, man. You guys are doing a great job, man. God bless you guys, man. And hopefully everybody wakes up with good work you guys are doing. And just wanted to give you some info about the rapper you said earlier that died. It was Aaliyah.
Yes, that's right. It was Aaliyah.
The Queen of the Damn movie. And
yes,
basically,
yes.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of research and that. And basically the reason why she died was because, you know, she sold her soul to Lucifer and to the dark side, like a lot of the hip-hop artists in the music industry does. A lot of people don't know, but from my research, I've seen that the music industry practices satanic rituals a lot.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You send me some information over at my MySpace or my email where you can show me that Aaliyah sold her soul to Satan, and I will cover it on the show. Otherwise, save it for the Nori, and that's no disrespect. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Tim in West Virginia. Tim, what's on your mind? Yes, Tim.
Hey, Jason,
yes.
Are you there?
I am here.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you and Alex for all you do. I woke up around Halloween last year, and I really appreciate that Alex has taught me how to, and yourself has taught me how to analyze, especially the lamestream media, the propaganda they put out.
Mm-hmm.
But I had some thoughts on this recent news, especially when you were speaking about Hannity earlier and Dick Morris. I think the mindset of the Fed Reserve is they think somehow that if they go out into the outer reaches of our globe instead of being within the confines of the United States, that somehow they are going to be safe hiding behind the IMF.
Oh, I agree. I think they need to cloak themselves even more, because now people are starting to get directed towards the Federal Reserve as a non-federal entity and an entity that really decides the lifestyles of the globe, you know, not just the United States, because the dollar is the world reserve currency. So it is opening eyes around the globe. So now they want to shift responsibility and blame to another organization and really change the name of the currency so they can't be held, have their feet held to the fire. I agree with you. Go ahead.
I absolutely concur with that. And you know, like I said, I think that their mindset is they think they can hide from us. And with Ron Paul exposing the Federal Reserve as well as he has, and you and Alex, and also other information that people can easily research on the Internet, I love when Alex uses an analogy, and I thought of a little analogy here. The Federal Reserve is that mealy-mouthed kid that used to mouth you off in junior high. And then he would go hide behind that big bully, which is the IMF. But I got news for them. I've been in that situation before. And you know what I'd do? Just what I did before. I'd kick the IMF in the nutsack, get around him, and just jump all over the Fed Reserve.
I love the attitude, my friend. Keep it up. Thank you for the call, Tim. All right, let's go to the last caller for this segment, and then we'll take your callers in the final segment, do just a little bit of a wrap-up. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Let's go to Max in Texas. Max, what's popping?
Hey, Jason, what's going on? I came across an article on the Wall Street Journal. If you actually go there, you can type in Federal Reserve Movie in WSJ.com, and they're going to be they have a commercial here. You can watch it. Of the Federal Reserve, it's going to be in the movie theaters.
Wait, now, what exactly is this, a pro-Federal Reserve or an against the Federal Reserve movie?
No, it's just a little commercial. It's going to be highlighting. It says federalreserve.gov on it, and it's...
Wait, so this is going to be one of those propaganda commercials that I now have to watch before my movies. It used to be I get to go to the movie theater, and there's some quiz questions, and then I get to watch previews for other movies, but now I have to sit through Three Doors Down talking about Citizen Soldier, and now I'm going to have to watch Federal Reserve commercials as well?
Well, they're talking about the dangers of foreclosures. And so you actually go to the Federal Reserve site, and then when you click on it, because it's on their site, thefederalreserve.gov, it goes to the HUD. Mm-hmm. And the second thing I wanted to ask you about was, are you familiar with ICANN.org?
ICANN.org, no.
Okay, that's the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. It's the organization that assigns certain domain names.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're not at a government agency, you can't use a government domain name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually it's a possible way to challenge the Federal Reserve's use of the .gov extension if they are indeed a private
company.
Yeah,
but you know what? Who else is doing that? Obama's doing that with the .gov page for his little national service corps that's a private organization, even a private corporation.
Well,
they openly say...
He might have the rights to do it, though, because he was a senator before he became a president, you know, because he's actually part of the government.
Yeah, but I guess, if you're open up a non-government organization like he is, I don't know if it would be. Because all those senators are involved in a private business, and they don't have .gov sites for it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a point of contention if you've got purely, you know, a corporation that's acting and it's really not a part of the government. You never know.
Well, that's a good point, man. It's a good point. I'll definitely check into it. Anything else?
The third thing would be, I met with my father on Sunday, and we had lunch together, and I was kind of trying to open his eyes to all this, and he actually indicated to me that he'd met with the Federal Reserve Chairman in Dallas, about buying toxic assets, use some of our family money, I guess, and other investors. Mm-hmm. And it's like impossible for me to convey this to him, even with the video, because he just won't believe it. Maybe the video is too long, or he just doesn't know how to fast forward.
Which video are we talking about? Freedom to Fascism?
Well, the Obama deception is the one that I found, and you go 57 minutes into it, it starts to go into the whole diatribe about the Federal Reserve being private. Mm-hmm. It's got lots of good information. But what I find when I look at the InfoWars site in general is, for a lot of older individuals, it's very convoluted. It's very complex. I'm just wondering maybe if you could have a little part of the site, maybe the New World Order for Dummies.
Well, you know what? It is, and I'll tell you that.
Break it down.
it is tough. There are the archives on the side. It can be tough to navigate, especially for older articles. I would say send them to JonesReport.com just because that's sure. set up more Drudge style. And it's not as visual. It seems a little bit easier to navigate for newcomers to the internet or people that aren't used to getting on there. So check out Jones Report. Has a lot of great information on there as well. I thank you for the call, Max. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Well, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why.
Segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, and I just want to go over what did we learn tonight, kiddies. Well, we learned that Greenpeace thinks that forests could undermine carbon market. Remember, trees are bad. When you burn trees, you're going to have to pay a carbon tax on burn. So, in other words, you got a wood stove, you want to stay warm in the wintertime. Maybe you just want a little bonfire. Well, you're polluting the environment with all that horrible carbon emissions. You'll have to pay some kind of a tax. Give me a break. Big Brother is watching. Surveillance box in all European cars by 2013. That is the goal. Will they be able to get there? Who knows? We just know they want to move forward. They're admitting they want a box in every car to track and trace you and see how fast you're going. See, they're also going to be able to regulate your speed. Isn't that nice of them? Isn't that the best, Jaron? You'll be cruising along in your automobile. You'll have the blow-up doll next to you so you can be in the whatchamacallit lane there. What's the lane that has the more than one person? The HOV lane, that's right. Jaron likes to pull those kind of dirty tricks. He's in the HOV lane, and he starts going, you know, a little 10, 15, 20 miles over the limit. All of a sudden, his car shuts off because we can't roll that way, Jaron. We just have to be tracked and traced. We're going to have to get Jaron in here for like a whole... Let's get him in for like the 20-minute segment tomorrow. You can do the long segment with me tomorrow in the first hour, Jaron. All teens should be tested for depression. That's right. All teens regularly tested for depression. They say over 2 million teens are depressed. And they're just not being diagnosed. They need pills. Total propaganda. Total drugging and dumbing down of society. Let's not forget the fake terrorism threat. That's right. Five held saying that they were going to try to blow up the G20. And then they go to their house and MSNBC reports that they find guns. They don't say if they're whether illegal guns or not. And then we find out they're not guns at all. They're imitation firearms. And the oldest kid is 25. And the two girls are 20. And then there's a 19-year-old boy and a 16-year-old boy. And they found some fireworks there. They found fireworks and fake guns. And they're going to charge them with terrorism. Fireworks plus fake guns does not equal terrorism in my book. Pretty sure. Pretty sure... Does not a terrorist make some pop guns and some sparklers? Give me a break. Absolute ridiculousness. Obama signs landmark U.S. conservation bill. I guess that's H.R. 146, folks. H.R. 146. I need you to comb it over for me. Send me the info on it tomorrow. H.R. 146. All right, what else do we have? Hillary lies and says that Obama team has dropped the war on terror rhetoric. I've heard them talk about it. I don't know what they're talking about. We're still in Afghanistan. We're still in Iraq. We're expanding forces in Afghanistan. We want to bring more NATO forces in. This is about a European Union, a North American Union, and in this case, a Eurasian Union. Do you understand? It is part of a globalist plot to bring about world government with their different large land masses and unions. We're not leaving the Middle East. The war on terror will only be furthered by this administration. Wake up. The man lied to you. He said he was going to get us out of the war. We're not getting out of the war. And of course, Barack Obama prepares to kneel before the Queen. Kneel before her glory in all of her wonderment. Pick the right gifts, say the right things, and grovel before her as she tells you how to act during the G20 and what will happen. Are the callers correct? Is the IMF buying up the Federal Reserve? Are they merging together? Very possible. You know, we'll be covering it tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. Remember, it's the Info Warrior, 9 to midnight central, 5 nights a week. Thank you for joining me, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.